This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
And even dozen. That's how many suspected explosive devices authorities say they've recovered after they've been addressed to some high-profile Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest suspicious package addressed to former National Intelligence Chief James Clapper and sent to CNN Studios in New York City. Earlier, a package was intercepted at a Florida mail facility before it reached New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. It was found at the same mailing center where several others ended up or passed through earlier this week. The first nor'easter of the season is heading for the northeast coast today. Forecasters say the energy and moisture from what was Hurricane Willa will bring heavy rain and strong winds, with the worst of it from Virginia as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Hundreds of U.S. troops are soon to head to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. She says those troops will guard against the entry of a slow-moving migrant caravan that's currently traveling north through Mexico.
We do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The nation's economy growing faster than expected in the third quarter, as the Commerce Department reports this morning. The first estimate for third quarter growth shows the GDP growing by 3.5%, slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast. However, it is a slower growth rate than this year's second quarter, when the economy expanded by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was 2.2%. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two South Carolina deputies are out of work after their van flipped over during Hurricane Florence, killing two patients inside. Officials say the firings come after an investigation determined that the Horry County officers decided they would drive the vehicle transporting those two women through a floodwater barricade. A new report says 18 volcanoes in the U.S. are classified as very high threats. The report by the U.S. Geological Survey says the U.S. has over 160 active volcanoes, 18 considered a high threat because of what's happening inside them and their proximity to population centers. President Trump spoke in the East Room of the White House yesterday during a ceremony to mark 35 years since a deadly 1983 bombing of a Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon.
We're gathered together on this solemn occasion to fulfill our most reverent and sacred duty. 35 years ago, 241 American service members were murdered in the terrorist attack, our Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon. It was a very sad period of time.
At the time, the bombing was the deadliest attack against U.S. Marines since the World War II Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And always good to have you along for the ride. Dr. Michael Buzler is with us now. He's a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing? It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, always good to have you with us here. Hey, let's talk about the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders says that, you know, America wants to become like Venezuela. Really? I mean, is that true?
Well, that's what Bernie Sanders thinks is true.
It's what he wants to believe, anyway?
Yeah, I think it's really just the opposite. I mean, he appeals to, I think, a relatively small portion of the American voters, mostly people that are lower income and haven't done real well economically. For those people, they take a look around and say, well, look, there's a lot of people doing well. CEOs are making a whole lot of money. And that's just not fair. So Bernie Sanders says, okay, if we believe it's not fair, we'll work on essentially redistributing income so that we raise taxes on people that have earned the most and give that tax revenue to people who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to earn anything. They're constantly talking about how this income inequality problem is worsening, and they have to do something about it. The other side of the argument is if we have a situation where some people are not doing well, most of the reason for that is the economy has not been able to provide opportunity to those people. And why not? Because the economy hasn't experienced a 3% annual growth rate since the year 2005. Mm-hmm. We haven't experienced a 4% annual growth rate since the year 2000. That's almost two decades ago. So President Trump got into office and he said, look, if we want to give opportunity to everybody, especially those who are prepared for it and have learned a skill or get an education or somehow are able to contribute more, the way to help everybody is to get the economy growing again. So he got into office and he said, look, why aren't we growing? Well, we're not growing for a couple reasons. One, the income taxes seem to be relatively high, especially on the highest income earners who provide capital for our capital intensive economy to grow. He said also the prior administration, their primary concern economically was to
cure perceived social injustices. Mm-hmm. It's an injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's an injustice that wealthy people make more than other people. It's an injustice that big banks and corporations take advantage of consumers. So all the policies that Obama put in were intended to cure these perceived social injustices. Meanwhile, every one of them tended to slow growth. Obama put in regulations so consumers would be protected, added to the cost of business. Business couldn't grow. So what did President Trump do? He got into office in January of 2017. In February and March, he reversed hundreds of counterproductive regulations. And by April of last year, the economy started growing at over a 3% rate. Then he said, to really stimulate growth, I'm going to take a look back in history. And I see that President Reagan in 81, taking effect in 82, and Kennedy Johnson in 63, 64, they both cut personal income taxes for everybody, including the highest income earners.
Right.
So that's exactly what he did. And then he also last year convinced Congress to repeal many parts of the Dodd-Frank bill, which again was designed to cure a social injustice, that is banks taking advantage of consumers, giving them loans they shouldn't have given them. The problem with Dodd-Frank, while it did end what they called predatory lending, it tended to lend to reduce all bank lending. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, that tended to slow growth. So Trump convinced Congress to repeal parts of Dodd-Frank, put the tax cut into effect. Everything started in January of this year. By April of this year, the economy was growing at over a 4% rate. This third quarter number will be out the end of the month. I think that's going to be maybe in the 4.5% growth rate. And I wouldn't be surprised next year. Now, there's a lot of variables here, but right. I wouldn't be surprised to see the economy have a quarter or two of a 5% growth rate. Now, once the economy continues growth like that, it'll solve a lot of the social problems and a lot of the income inequality problems. Why is that? For the last 10 years, my graduates, my students that graduate, they're lucky to find one good job opportunity. Because, again, the economy was averaging only a 2% growth rate for the last 10 years. Many of my students had to take jobs for which they were overqualified. As a result of them doing that, taking a job you really didn't need a college degree for, the people without college degrees didn't have any opportunities at all. Yeah. So they ended up dropping out of the workforce, becoming so discouraged they dropped out of the workforce. That, too, tended to create more income inequality and social problems. Well, once the economy starts growing, as it has now since Trump's taken office, the underemployed college graduates are now finding jobs that are more suited to their qualifications. Yeah. That opens up the job market to these discouraged workers, and there's about 5 or 6 million of them. Hundreds of thousands have already come back into the workforce. So the idea of trying to cure these social injustices, perceived social injustices, through some socialistic program is really counterproductive, and we should be doing exactly the opposite, which is what President Trump is doing, and it's starting to have some good results.
Well, you know, Dr. Bussler, the way you laid this out, I mean, this is brilliantly stated. I mean, this walks you right through the exact process. And it is amazing that people would still be subject to what I call this socialistic mindset and victimization that Bernie Sanders et al. Are trying. I mean, that's their counter idea. I mean, we've got a robust economy. I mean, there's clear evidence that this is working. And forget about what the former president would want to tell you and some of his acolytes in saying that, you know, you can thank Barack Obama for it. The only thing we can thank Barack Obama for is appreciating that there was a clear difference between the Obama economy days and the era that has now begun with Donald Trump.
That's exactly right. You know, and if you look at the history of the U.S. You know, we went from a new country to pretty much number one in everything in a little over 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there were countries that have been around for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years, and we grew past them. The reason was we encourage freedom.
Yes.
Now, that means there's individual responsibility. Now, we recognize we have a social world.
Michael, we got to go to break. I want to stop right there because I don't want to cut you off in the middle of this explanation because this is important. More from Dr. Michael Bussler after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Hey, we're back with you, America. Fresh fresh and independent as we are every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Michael Bussler continues. He's a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. I know you're taking notes, okay? You got the number two Ticonderoga pencil out, legal pad, and keep taking notes because it's absolutely brilliant what he's sharing with us in terms of understanding the economy that we're in right now. Michael, I got to tell you, it is a bit frustrating for me when I hear some of the opinionators opining about, the midterms and how the country would want to move, towards these socialistic, perspectives and quarters. When you see America coming back and becoming great again, as you said, historically, this country has been, on the basis of freedom and that shining light to dream big dreams and have a fair shot at realizing your dreams. People come to America, and they've been coming to America even when, it was tough sledding. They still wanted to come here because they still had faith that, the light of freedom and liberty is still available here. But we're back to, giving it back, as the president said on his inauguration day, giving this government back to where it belongs. And that is with we the people, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when they talk about people like Bernie Sanders talk about more socialism, that's exactly opposite what the country needs. Socialism means that you have government control of markets. Now, they want to control the healthcare market. They want to put regulations on the energy industry. And before you know it, they'll want to take a look at more markets. Elizabeth Warren has put forth a bill, the American Capitalism Act, I think she called it. Mm-hmm. And she said any corporation with sales of over $1 billion will have to file a federal charter rather than being incorporated in a state. Mm-hmm. And the federal government will have more strict rules. For instance, if the corporation is going to make a major move, change a market, introduce a new product, according to the bill that Warren proposed, they'll have a federal charter. And what they're going to have to do is consider the effect of that action on all of the stakeholders, not just mm-hmm. the stockholders.
Exactly.
But also consumers, the community, what impact it'll have on perhaps even what government is doing. Now, that's exactly opposite to what we need
exactly.
to do.
And just a moment on Elizabeth Warren. What policy has she given us that we can say, wow, she's really got, she's got, her smarts on, and she's really helped us out? I mean, Dodd-Frank and everything she supported about that killed all the local banks. She's been one disaster after another and keeps throwing, freebies to people and talking in socialistic terms. But she's been a one-woman wrecking crew, has she not? I mean, why would anybody want to follow her?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So all of those policies are geared to help essentially the bottom 15% of income earners, people mm-hmm. who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to earn enough to live the lifestyle that they want to. So Elizabeth Warren says that's not fair that somebody owns three or four houses and somebody else doesn't own any houses. So she wants to make it more what she considers fair, and all of the policies she's advocating will redistribute income away from people that have earned it and give it to people who, for whatever reason, have not been able to earn it. The problem with that, while it may be appealing to the people who haven't earned the income, the problem is that if you start taking away income from people that earned it, there's less of an incentive to
exactly.
go out and earn income.
And all votes they lower. I mean, you have killed the tide, and the rising boats just say, okay, fine. Why should I do it? I mean, this is what we've experienced in with unions.
Exactly.
I mean, there's everybody works the same level. If somebody goes in there and does an outstanding job, well, the rest of the people say, hey, look, you're making us look bad, right?
Exactly.
So we've experienced this time and time again. We have enough empirical evidence to understand the nature of man and what goes on, but yet. We'll have Elizabeth Warren, we'll have the Bernie Sanders out there offering the free stuff. I think some of the stuff has, is you know, has some merit for discussion, but it's a correct observation but wrong conclusion as far as I'm concerned when you want to redistribute wealth.
You know, that's exactly right. All of this should be discussed. Americans are very compassionate people. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see anybody, our citizens in particular, we don't want to see any of our citizens suffer. So we are very compassionate. And if people truly need help, Americans are the first ones there to help. The problem is you start giving help to people that don't need it, who are able to take care of themselves, but again, because of a poor economy, haven't been able to do that. And if you start gearing all your policy to helping those people, it ends up putting a drag on economic growth, which ends up hurting the entire economy. The way our system is set up, you're in theory, you're paid according to the value of your contribution. So if you make a big contribution to the economic system, you get a lot out.
Right.
On the other hand, if for whatever reason you're not making any contribution at all, you aren't going to get anything out. Now, there's some people who, you know, have physical disabilities and have issues, and we're compassionate. We're certainly mm-hmm. willing to help those people. But there's no logic mm-hmm. to giving welfare and food stamps to people who are capable of earning
exactly.
their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they get into a lifestyle where this is their only choice, and for generations, families get locked into this welfare lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If they had opportunity to earn their own, they would rather do that.
We talk about dignity, Michael, and this is one of the things that Donald Trump brought back to the country. People could start holding their head up again because they were, you know, they're out there getting, you know, taking advantage, and they knew they were in their heart of hearts. It wasn't, you know, for, you know, what the government was doing, you know, to your point here, was we're dragging people down at the expense of their dignity. You know, that's not what America is all about. And so now Donald Trump comes in, makes jobs available, and people are again, you know, that's why they were so excited. I said we had all this pent up energy of productivity just waiting to be expressed, and we made a way, but we still need to go deeper because there's others that are not quite caught up yet, and even some that you mentioned, you know, some of these workers that got pushed out when you got highly qualified graduates with college degrees coming in, and they're pushing the marketplace, pushing laborers out. Well, I say that they didn't all just go home and did nothing. I mean, they still had bills to pay. What they did was they started working under the table for survival. And, you know, that has yet to be fully redeemed yet, you know, and because you've got a lot of untaxed money that's out there that's still being, you know, handled on an under-the-table type basis. Not to the degree it was 2 years ago, but certainly it's still measurable.
Yeah, what they call the underground economy is very difficult to measure. But you're right. People have to survive. And if there is no opportunity for them in the workforce, they end up becoming a discouraged worker, and President Obama made it fairly easy for people to stay out of the workforce. He increased the amount of food stamps people could get. He took away the work requirement for welfare, and then he gave everybody free health care. So if you have money for food and money for living expenses and your health care bills are paid, there's really no incentive
exactly.
to go into the job market and take care of yourself. The problem is, though, all the people, in my experience, and the people that are receiving these government handouts are very resentful of the fact that they are in a position that they have to take these.
Exactly.
They would much rather be able to earn their own keep, get their self-esteem back, start feeling better about themselves, and instead of being out of the workforce and what do? You sort of sit around, or you look for an underground economy type thing, which is breaking the law.
Yes.
So you're forcing people that would normally be law-abiding people, you're sort of pushing them into breaking the law.
Well, Michael, this conversation has to continue. As always, we appreciate you being on the show. Dr. Michael Busler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An even dozen. That's how many suspected explosive devices authorities say they've recovered after they've been addressed to some high-profile Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest suspicious package addressed to former National Intelligence Chief James Clapper and sent to CNN Studios in New York City. Earlier, a package was intercepted at a Florida mail facility before it reached New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. It was found at the same mailing center where several others ended up or passed through earlier this week. The first nor'easter of the season is heading for the northeast coast today. Forecasters say the energy and moisture from what was Hurricane Willa will bring heavy rain and strong winds, with the worst of it from Virginia as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Hewler is with us. Yes, the founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, first of all, I want to congratulate you and the team for the job that you guys have been doing in activating the citizenry. We have a rather robust and enthusiastic Main Street citizenry that is standing up against these radical leftists that, you know, have hijacked the Democratic Party, and they're trying to hijack this country to think that, you know, socialism is in our future.
Exactly right. And the word socialism is in the title of our next article that'll be in Investor's Business Daily at the end of this week. And we're just echoing what you just said. And that is that the leadership of the Democrat Party is gravitating toward the socialism and just far out policies and everything un-American as far as I'm concerned. And the American people are slowly waking up to that, what used to be the blue dog Democrats and the Democrat blue collar workers has now been taken over by the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders of the world.
Yeah. I mean, these are the same people that did everything they could to resist taxes for the everyman. They're the ones that are holding the doors open and even, you know, in a sense, tearing down those restricted spaces along our border, as minimal as they are. We should have had a border wall by now, but these Democrats, these hardline leftists who want our gates opened up, they want us to be overrun. And of course, we've got this latest migrant caravan that started out with, what, a couple hundred people. Now it's swelled up to over 7,000, and God only knows what's in the midst of that 7,000. You know, the mainstream media insists that it's just children, it's parents, it's their family members, that there's no hint of MS-13 gang members or cartel members or any ne'er-do-wells or Middle Easterners. But yet Sarah Carter tweeted out earlier in the week, she was right there in the midst of them, and says, you know, these are the kind of people that are mixed in to the 7,000 or so in this caravan. And Lou, as you know, as they continue to roll merrily down the road here, they're picking up other bad players, because they're saying, hey, look at the waves. The wave is up. You know, grab your surfboards, man. We're heading to America.
No, you're absolutely right. And Sarah Carter has a long history of accurate analysis, and she has identified that intermixed among these people that we have to feel sorry for, because they're being driven out of their own homes, are the ISIS and the other Islamics that are intent upon harming us. So having a wall simply allows us to control our border more effectively, which is the right and responsibility of every nation, and every other nation is doing that, Mexico itself, from its southern parts. So it's just a matter of common sense. That's the issue now. I believe that what we're seeing in the policies of the left is a violation of common sense. And that holds for immigration. It holds for the universal medical business, the single payer business, et cetera. So we have to bring the ship of state back right on course, and this election can demonstrate that and achieve that.
Exactly. Well, you know, Univision was reporting the other day that it's just harmless people, you know, running from their government out of control. Of course, they violated international law, but let's not talk about that, because we're supposed to be overly sympathetic and to embrace their plight. I mean, certainly we are Americans. Americans are made up of immigrants. We know what it's all about. But we also know that we have to handle, you know, this kind of incursion very responsibly. You just can't allow people to come in, and we don't have the wherewithal. I mean, 7,000 people. I mean, look what we did the last time. It was a tough deal. We still couldn't meet all the demands. And of course, the Democrats are all there, you know, yelling and screaming, going, see, you're breaking up families. You're beyond this 21-day, you know, deal. You're supposed to have this all solved. Well, you knew darn well we didn't have enough people there at the border to handle this, and you're not helping by not getting involved and being a part of the solution. You're only causing more problems instead of helping us out here. And now we've got 7,000 people, and even more so, Lou, which is very concerning, is the citizens are saying, wait a minute, these people are coming in like an incursion, like an invasion. They've got their own, you know, country flags, the country that they're upset with because of the corruption in their government. It has not served them well. They're upset with that country, but yet they're storming our borders with their flags of their home country. How are we supposed to perceive that?
Well, you know, we have to start with the common sense position that has always been the American position. We are a nation of immigrants, okay? Mm-hmm. All of our families came from Western Europe or from South America or wherever. Mm-hmm. But it has been in a controlled way. People apply. They show what they will do. They demonstrate their capabilities that they're adding to the vast resources of our nation. That's the way you do it.
Yes.
And you do it by having a border control process that allows that application and common sense approach to work. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we have to go now, is restoring common sense. And that's why I understate this with respect to all of the policies, the economic policies, the tax policies, the economic growth. It all has to be from common sense, and we have to stop the zero-sum game that we're playing, which is what the left loves, because they want, if you're going to improve your situation, they want you to have to take it from somebody else, and they will be the arbiters of from whom you take it.
Exactly.
And that is exactly opposite what America is all about, where we grow together and everybody works, and those who are successful earn more and are winners, and that's the way the game should be played.
And Lou, above all, what's predicated here is people's loyalty. When you come to this country, when you get to that point in your life and you're ready to make a commitment to become a citizen, you say that you are no longer loyal to your homeland, that your new loyalty is to the United States of America. Meanwhile, if you come in as a migrant or an immigrant, if you are being persecuted and you come here and the welcome gates are open to you and you're welcome into this country, then you do so with the predicate that you will obey the laws and you will honor the goodness of this country who has taken you in. You don't come in and start blowing things up or finding ways to use our founding principles and our rights against us to have your right trump the citizens of this country.
Absolutely. People who come here become guests of America before they become members of America. And they must start with an attitude of assimilation, where they accept the principles and premises upon which Western civilization has been based.
Exactly.
And that is the heart of America. And I resent personally people who come here with no intention to assimilate and to accept Western values. That will not build the America that you and I and the rest of responsible citizens want to see.
It's not going to work for them. It's not going to work for their family. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's hanging in the balance for these midterm elections. This is why you need to come out in record numbers, support this president, vote Republican. We need to send reinforcements if you want more of the same. It's been an exciting 2 years, and we can keep it going, but we need everybody's help. We need to stay enthusiastic and support the Republican cause. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name
back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as always. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. John Delaportis is back with us. He is the co-chair of Kelly Dry's Securities Litigation and Enforcement Practice. I know that's a mouthful, but let me tell you, John aggressively defends clients in shareholder class actions and in civil enforcement actions and investigations brought by the Security Exchange Commission. He has also represented many Madoff victims as well. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to address this issue in the midst of so many things to talk about. Some critical things that happened back in 08 have kind of like, gone under the carpet. It's like that was then, here's now, and we can forget a lot of the mistakes that were made that were so blatant. And particularly what I want to talk about is how bankers made billions from the 2008 financial crisis and how they can do it again, all at our expense, right?
Nothing has changed, Bill. I'm sorry to tell you, since 2008. Mm-hmm. None of the root causes of the 2008 financial crisis were corrected after 2008. And thus we are as exposed, if not more exposed, to similar crises in the future.
Well, you mean to tell me everything that Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats did with Sarbanes-Oxley and all that was just a lot of pomp and circumstance?
Well, it was all well-meaning, and it added a lot of regulations, which added some cost and addressed certain of the excessive risk-taking tactics. But the bankers are always five steps ahead of the regulators. And so the regulations are never going to be able to keep keep in pace with what Wall Street is doing. It's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, we're 10 years down the road. You would think that we'd learn enough. I mean, I'm a free market guy, and I believe the free market can heal itself. But, like raising our kids, you got to get out of the way. If you comfort them and get them through their pain, then what's lost are the critical lessons that could be learned. And I, for some reason, maybe that's a bit too academic, but I kind of see this same principle coming into play here.
Well, when your kids do something wrong, they're punished for it, and presumably they learn a lesson. They know not to do that same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
The problem with Wall Street is nobody was punished for anything. There were some
cases brought by prosecutors and regulators after the 2008 financial crisis, but they mostly went after a bunch of little guys, and they left alone the top level bankers. Massive fraud created the financial crisis to begin with. Not only they didn't pay a price in terms of either criminal or indeed even civil liability, but beyond that, the taxpayers bailed them out. And as you mentioned at the start of the show, they made lots of money, which they all got to keep.
Yeah, most amazing here. And here you are. You've represented many Bernie Madoff, victims, I guess is a good word for it. And Madoff's sitting in jail going, wait a minute, how come me? Why are they picking on me? These guys got away with probably more than he did.
So Madoff ran a Ponzi scheme, which is a different sort of animal. And basically the way a Ponzi scheme works is there's no investments to be had. When new investors come in, they use the money from the new investors to pay back the old investors.
Kind of like our Social Security system, right?
Exactly like our Social Security system. So eventually, if new investors stop coming in, the whole thing collapses. And so Madoff wasn't so much a symbol of the 2000 financial crisis as in the 2008 financial crisis exposed the Ponzi scheme that he was already running.
Exactly.
So right. It's a minor distinction. But the financial crisis itself was caused by extremely excessive risk-taking by essentially bankers.
Well, and they were kind of going along with what politicians had set up, everybody should have a part of the American dream. And so it was like, hey, let's go ahead and, cheat and fudge here and there and get these people in houses that could ill afford them.
That's exactly right. And then Wall Street piggybacked off that by securitizing all these bad mortgage loans and taking massive bets on them. As housing prices went up, the bets were successful and the bankers got huge amounts of money. But then eventually all things that come up come down. And when the housing prices went down, basically the whole thing, it was a house of cards that collapsed in on itself.
Yeah, and the shame of it all, John, as you know, and we talked about this the last time you were on with us, is that you had Main Street America, whose homes, had been increasing in value. Suddenly, overnight, it's worth half. And by the wayside is trillions of dollars of assets that just vapor. Now, some have said, well, they didn't kind of deserve that anyway. Everybody kind of knew it was overinflated. To me, that's just an excuse, and they're trying to avoid something, because when you got people into these extra loans and second mortgage loans and everything like that, you didn't tell them at the time. You said, hey, it's all roses and rainbows, right?
Well, the problem with bubbles is that it's perhaps okay for sophisticated investors who buy and sell and diversify and can handle large swings in asset prices. But with Main Street America, your home is essentially, for most people, it's almost their entire net worth.
Exactly.
And so if their home drops in value, half overnight, and people can't pay their mortgages, it's a catastrophe.
John, with the derivative market, and again, this was one of the topics we talked about before and how big it was. It didn't take a genius to look at the numbers and realize that, that they had built this up to almost 10 times the size of the world economy. I mean, you talk about a house of cards.
Well, I must say, we have a massive government bureaucracy which is supposed to be looking after these things. It's called the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they were absolutely incompetent. They knew exactly what was going on, and they allowed it to happen. And, nobody was ever called to account for that.
Was there no moral or ethical accountability for the bankers and the brokers themselves, or they're just, because the government didn't stop them, it's not their fault?
Well, that seems to be the prevailing view, yeah.
The scary thing here, John, 10 years later, are we going to do this again?
Well, some things were improved a little bit. You mentioned Sarbanes-Oxley. But some things have actually gotten a little bit worse. So one of the problems that caused the crisis was just too much bank consolidation. We always hear too big to fail all of a sudden. Well, in the last 10 years, there's been much more of that. We now have the top four banks, which basically control at least 80% of the market. So, you know, I think in some ways we've gone in the wrong direction since 2008 with just too much financial consolidation into too few industry players. So if something happens to one of them, it could be catastrophic on an economic-wide basis and not just for the shareholders of that particular bank.
Could America handle another hit like this?
Well, I hope so. It's a pretty resilient country. If you go back 200 years or 150 years, you'll see economic crises roughly once every 10 to 15 years. And we know that from, if you remember, before the 2008 crisis, there was the tech bubble back around 2000.
Right, the dot-com and gone, that business?
That's right. That's right. Before that, there was an SNL crisis in the late 80s, early 90s, and so forth. So what we do tend to have these boom and bust cycles, which is in some respect, a reflection of our free market economy. But I think the problem is we've, as the common saying goes, we've privatized the profit and socialized the risk.
We have to
get back to a model where we privatize the risk, where people who take risks and win are rewarded, but people who take risks and lose are not also rewarded.
Exactly. And what's wrong with that?
Well, you know, it's how we should run our affairs, but nothing to that effect was done. There's simple things we could do. We could ask, you know, bankers to hold back some of their bonuses for a few years to the extent that they're taking risky bets, which are only going to materialize 3 or 4 or 5 years down the line. We definitely should make it clear in the financial industry that there will be no future bailouts beyond simply the insured depositors. There are steps we could take that we're not taking, and as a result of which, I think we have all the same conditions we had 10 years ago.
But almost worse, is it not, when we've got, as you say, the consolidations and these four major banks at the center of all this? This seems like a lot of pain on the horizon here, potentially.
It is potentially, yeah, and I think probably the Federal Reserve, which has been increasing interest rates pretty quickly, senses that there's a bit of an asset bubble going on now with the dramatic increases in stocks and what have you, and is trying to put a kind of a valve on the economy to slow down some of the speculation. I mean, part of the problem is we've had this for the last 10 years, zero interest rate environment, which is good for your home mortgage, actually, but it encourages lots of speculation. People with lots of money and lots of credit, banks are very, very heavily leveraged. And as we know, leveraging, while it can create great profits, can also create instantaneous and enormous losses.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, John Delaportis has been our guest, co-chair of Kelly Dry's Securities Litigation and Enforcement Practice. John, where can the folks go if they're interested in more information?
Great. Well, our firm's website is at www.kellydry.com.
That's Dry with an E at the end, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. John, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye. We got it. You're awesome. Good job. Okay. All right. On to our next...
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty.